Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Vocabulary. I'm Bruce. In this episode, you will not only learn new English words, but also how to use them naturally with examples that fit real-life conversations. Today, we're exploring 7 advanced English words that reflect emotional intelligence, the ability to connect, understand, and respond with empathy and awareness. Let's begin with the word empathetic. Being empathetic means understanding and sharing how someone feels. She's an empathetic leader who truly listens. Empathetic communication builds strong relationships. Try to be more empathetic instead of just giving advice. Empathy is the bridge between hearts and great conversations. The next word is composure. Composure means calmness and self-control, especially under pressure. He handled the criticism with complete composure. Composure shows strength, not weakness. Take a breath and regain your composure before responding. It's the secret to staying graceful in stressful moments. Now, let's look at the word perceptive. If someone is perceptive, they notice things quickly and understand situations deeply. She's incredibly perceptive. She knows when something's wrong. A perceptive listener hears what's not said. Being perceptive helps you respond, not just react. It's intelligence mixed with awareness. Emotional intelligence isn't about reacting fast. It's about responding wisely. When you understand emotions, words become tools for connection. Next up is diplomatic. Being diplomatic means saying things carefully to keep peace or avoid conflict. He gave a diplomatic answer that pleased everyone. You can be honest and still be diplomatic. A diplomatic tone can turn disagreement into discussion. It's the art of honesty with grace. Another strong word is attuned. If you're attuned, you're sensitive and responsive to other people or situations. She's attuned to her team's needs. Being emotionally attuned helps you communicate better. He's attuned to small changes in mood and energy. It's awareness that feels, not just thinks. Now let's learn the word complacent. Complacent means too comfortable or satisfied, so you stop improving. Don't get complacent after one success. She realized she'd become complacent in her comfort zone. Growth begins where complacency ends. It's a word that reminds us comfort can sometimes slow progress. And finally, the word resonate. When something resonates, it deeply connects or feels meaningful. His words resonated with everyone in the room. That movie really resonated with me. Messages that resonate come from honesty. It's one of the most emotional human words in English. That's all for today's episode. In every episode, we not only explore new words, but also learn how to use them naturally with examples that fit real life. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, your words can shape your world.